It's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Okay? And you never know. It could be your letter.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. He shouldn't be in my purse. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for a very long time to a man that has taken me to hell and back. Early in our marriage, he stepped out on me twice, and I'm sure there have been other incidences of infidelity since then, but I'm not as eager to do the snooping and searching for clues anymore. But he is. He's got a problem with accepting that I'm not a cheater and he should stop expecting me to mess around on him. He hasn't been the same since I got a weight loss procedure and I reclaimed my youth and I almost got back to my pre-baby weight. I got my confidence back and I started hanging around a younger female coworker. I have told him I'm mentoring the young lady because she's clueless on the subject of sex and how a man should treat her. He thinks I'm going to get a younger man and run away with him just because I'm hanging with a 27-year-old coworker. Here's the deal, and I need your advice on how to handle it. I took my coworker to my gynecologist because she was having a feminine issue. She had never been to a doctor. She was raised by her grandmother, but that's a different story. Anyway, I took her to the doctor, and she got a terrible diagnosis, so I took it upon myself to help her get on the right track. I paid for her medication for her, and I picked up a pack of condoms and some more personal items for her. I put it all in my purse so Mr. Nosy husband wouldn't see it. I have no privacy anywhere in the house. I'm not sure what got into him, but he rummaged through my bag and laid the condoms and the bottle of other stuff on the nightstand for me to see. I was livid, and I told him I didn't owe him an explanation. I don't care if he thinks I'm cheating on him or not. Should I explain it or let him suffer? Well, now you just said you didn't care, but it sounds like you do care. But isn't it interesting, though, that he's managed to turn this all around on you? But then again, that's what cheaters do, don't they? Your husband knows all the dirt he did, so he's just suspicious of you now. And like you say, he can't accept the fact that you're not cheating just because, you know, you went and got your youth back, as you say. No matter what you do, he's going to think that. He's judging you by his actions. Cheaters think they know all the cheater moves and all of that. And now he thinks he found proof in your purse. And I got to say, that does look bad with you carrying around some condoms in your purse. If you were cheating, there would be nothing you could say because you'd be busted. So should you tell him the truth? That's what you're asking. I say, ask yourself this. If you tell him, is it going to stop his accusations? Is it going to make him stop snooping in your bag? I think the answer is probably not, because the trust in your entire marriage has been broken for a long time, first by him, and now he thinks it's you. So sure, you could tell him the truth, but he probably won't believe you anyway. Those condoms were in your purse, and you told him you didn't owe him an explanation. So what do you want out of this? That's the question. Do you want to stay in this marriage? Do you want to stay here? Is explaining about the girl you helped and all that, is that going to fix this marriage? I mean, surely you don't want it to go back the way it was, what you're dealing with now. Surely you don't want that. I think this is a much deeper issue. So I say, think about these questions, and that's going to give you your answer, whether you want to stay here, deal with this, all of that. Otherwise, your marriage is doomed. Steve?
Shirley, really good answer.
Yes.
I absolutely agree with everything you absolutely said in this letter. So you kind of leave me with no other choice. I must now dig deeply.
Do what you do, baby.
In between the lines to find out some other issues in this letter, or else I'm just going to be repeating what Shirley said. That won't allow you to see my gift. So let me use my gift. I've been married for a very long time to a man that has taken me to hell and back. Well, now, let's just stop right here. You've been married a long time to a man that took you to hell and back. That, woo, That's a strong way to open the letter. So based on that right there, I think some of this is payback. I think some of this he bought on himself. And I think some of this you're using being vindictive. And I think some of you is just nah, 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 nah. And all of this is got, he got all this coming. So let's go right here. He's cheated on me twice and pretty sure it's been more incidents, but everything, but you know, and now he got a problem accepting that you're a cheater and he had stopped expecting you to mess around because that's not how you are. But now he ain't been the same. And now let's, here we go. Since I got a weight loss procedure and reclaimed my youth. Let's dig a little bit deeper into what the possibilities of a weight loss procedure.
Let's go.
Now, weight loss procedures is a few things. You can go to get your fat frozen, go through that process. A lot of people have talked about how painful that is. You can go with liposuction, which is appears to be a weight loss procedure. Or you can get that rubber band put on your stomach.
The lap band.
I don't know what they call that, because I haven't looked into that. But those are the things you're doing.
Yeah, hold it right there. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, he shouldn't be in my purse. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he shouldn't be in my purse.
This is a letter about a woman that's been married a long time whose man has taken her to hell and back. But now he's and cheated on this woman more than twice, several times she expect. And but he's looking for clues for her to see if he's cheating. And all this started when she got a weight loss procedure. That's either getting her fat froze, liposuction, or getting a rubber band put on her stomach. Either way, she says, I'm almost back to my pre-baby weight. That girl done came. That's a comeback, baby. When you get back to the pre-baby weight, that's a comeback. She done made a comeback after all these years, and now she fine. She said it, she's gotten her confidence back. Now she walking around in front of you like you stink. See, that's what that is. You know, walking around in front of you, switching all stuff, putting on clothes. She down there shopping at Forever 21. She all up in there. She all down there BB buying stuff. You know, she all down there in the Mrs. Department and Juniors. She don't even go up on the top floor no more. She get off where the teenagers is at. She just buying stuff right here. So, all right, now we got that. And she started hanging around a younger female co-worker. And you told your husband that you're mentoring the young lady because she's clueless on the subject of sex and how a man should treat her. Now, you married to a man that took you to hell and back. So you may not know how a man's supposed to treat you, but you sure know how you ain't supposed to be treated. And I've always said, my daddy told me knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do. So you are qualified in that area. Now, on the subject of sex, I don't know you whether you qualified or not. I don't know what you're teaching her. But, you know, you haven't mentioned that in the letter. I'm just trying to find stuff Shirley ain't talked about.
Let's just say the basics.
So now, he thinks I'm trying to get a younger man and run away with him just because I'm hanging with a 27-year-old coworker. Here's the deal. I need your advice on how to handle it. I took my coworker to my gynecologist because she was having a feminine issue. I don't know anything about this, so I'm just going to reserve any thoughts for that because that's not my lane. She had never been to a doctor. Mm-hmm. For you, a woman, you probably need to go see a gynecologist somewhere around in here. I'm assuming that you should have been and seen one because you all have different things going on that I know nothing about.
Okay.
She was raised by her grandmother, but that's a different story. Anyway, I took her to the doctor, and she got a terrible diagnosis. So I took it upon myself to help get her on the right track. I don't know what the diagnosis could have been. I'm not even going to get into what I think it is because I'm probably going to be wrong about that and piss a lot of women off. So let's just, Uncle Steve, know how to stay away from certain subjects. What the terrible diagnosis from the gynecologist is, I know good and hell well not to put my foot at night. Don't stick your toe in this puddle, partner, because they finna hate you. So I'm going to stay off of that.
Right.
So she said, I paid for her medication for her, and I picked up a pack of condoms and some more personal items for her. Now, I don't know what happened at the gynecologist that made you pick up a pack of condoms and some more personal items. But now here's where I come in at, because you did say condoms. Now, I have bought those before, so I feel like now.
You can talk.
Whatever diagnosis she got, and your remedy was to pay for the medication, that means something is terribly wrong. But your end of it is you're going to get her a pack of condoms and some more personal items. I'm assuming that you thinking that a condom will at least help with this medical issue that she got. Because somebody done something without a condom.
Careful.
And done produced a terrible medical result. So now you need to start protecting yourself. Can I say that, ladies? That's fair?
That's what it's for.
Okay, cool. Yes. I put it all in my purse so Mr. Nosy Husband wouldn't see it. I ain't got no privacy in the house nowhere. I'm not sure what got into him. But he started rummaging through my bag. Now, we have on this show a professional rummager on this show who goes through things when it comes through the set. Like, if anybody get a gift basket or anything, Mississippi Monica starts rummaging.
Rummaging.
Your husband is one of them people. So, I don't really give it how your husband feeling about this. I'm more concerned about that bottle of stuff that was next to the condoms. I'm very curious as to what that was. Because that bottle of stuff, if that wasn't medication, I think I know what it was. We'll just talk to y'all tomorrow on the Strawberry Letter. I have nothing else to say.
All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Instagram on Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter
leave
podcast.
Leave your comments or leave your condoms? Which one you say?
I said comments, and you know I said comments.
That's why you don't do the Strawberry.
Right. Listen to the Strawberry podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.